Dr. Bizima Karaha is the new foreign minister of Congo. He's a physician by training and, at 29, the youngest foreign minister in Africa. Karaha returned to his native country from South Africa to work with Laurent Kabila. He says it was Kabila's government that asked the UN to investigate the reports of massacres. Karaha says the UN is ignoring the damage done to his country by the minority of the refugees who had carried out the 1994 genocide in Rwanda.
It should be well understood that the new government does not want to obstruct anything. We don't have anything to hide. As you know, the people who are in Congo, those Rwandese, are armed people. And 10% of people were involved in genocide in Rwanda, who for more than 2.5 years took hostage the 90% of others. During 2.5 years, they destroyed so much in our country. But of course, with the help of Mobutu's army.
Without doubt, there were criminals, mass murderers. There were the people who were the architects of the genocide in Rwanda living among the people who fled into what's now the Eastern Congo. But that doesn't take away the need to find out what happened. When whole camps were emptied and people driven onto the roads and into the forest, UN counts of 80 and 100 and 150,000 people missing and unaccounted for. I mean, it is valid to ask about those things as well, no?
Yeah, of course. I think it's quite good to ask yourself all those questions. And actually, I think those are genuine questions. However, it's also right to ask yourself, what did the refugees did with those guns that they had? As far as I know, the army of Mobutu was constituted 80% by these refugees. And while they were fighting, they were Mobutu soldiers. But when they die fighting, the body becomes a refugee. Nobody can explain that to me. And I think this commission should explain that.
Well, if you are able to convince France, Great Britain, the United States, that you will cooperate with the investigation, but you would like a wider investigation to include these questions, can you move quickly on getting the kinds of things you need? And tell us about how you set priorities in a country that is beginning with nothing. Where do you start?
There are many challenges. There are many problems in a country in which corruption was institutionalized. A country where there is no road, there is no telephone, there is no hospital, there is no school. A country where there is no moral values. In a country where everything is a priority, you do not know what is more priority than the other. However, the government has been trying to find out what should be the priority of priorities. We want peace. We want security. We want communication. We want to set up administration. We want to reform the banking system. We want to stop corruption. We want to improve agriculture. People should eat in that country. It's amazing that Congo is one of the most fertile land in the world. I'm a doctor. I do visit hospitals, and I was surprised to find the degree of malnutrition in that country. People are dying with nutritional-related diseases. It is unacceptable. And some people want us to stop what we are doing to concentrate on the refugees issue, which is unfair. We have a whole minister of reconstruction who deals with that question of refugees. But other people had to deal with the serious challenges of the new government, which is how to create a state from a stateless situation.
Dr. Bizima Karaha is a pediatrician and the new foreign minister of the Democratic Republic of the Congo. He joined us here in Washington.